saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took 120 grand.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Winner, winner, very expensive chicken dinner. Someone just became really rich, and it's not me. After 38 consecutive drawings with no winner, a ticket matching all the Powerball numbers was sold at a convenience store in Los Angeles to win the $1 billion jackpot. It was the third largest prize in the game's history. Some new questions about the mysterious disappearance of 25-year-old Carly Russell, the Alabama woman who claimed to have been abducted. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
She told police that the orange-haired man had kept her in the back of an 18-wheeler. Police say during the investigation, it was revealed that she had made questionable internet searches days and hours before vanishing, including about the Hollywood kidnapping thriller Taken.
I will look for you. I will find you.
On July 11th at 7:30 a.m., the term you have to pay for an Amber Alert was searched.
Her disappearance prompted a two-day search. The extreme heat has been brutal and deadly. Our Jonathan Vigliotti is in Phoenix.
Here in Maricopa County, officials have confirmed at least 12 deaths linked to this heat wave. But perhaps most troubling about all of this, a third of those victims were actually inside at the time and may not have noticed the symptoms until it was too late.
A tornado ripped through Nash County, North Carolina Wednesday, damaged a bunch of buildings and injured more than a dozen people. WNCN-TV's Haley Fixer is in Dorchester.
As the extensive cleanup effort begins, this community, while devastated, choosing to look on the bright side.
Life is precious. Materials, things come and go. We will rebuild. Probably better than what it was.
Now, the mayor tells me they do have a generator running. You can hear it. They are getting water and air conditioning for people in the area who really need it. The road to recovery, of course, is a long one.
A landmark lawsuit by abortion rights advocates is now underway in Texas. CBS's Janet Shamley.
Ashley Brandt was pregnant with twins. When one was diagnosed with a fatal birth defect, she says she had to go out of state to terminate the pregnancy.
I don't feel safe to have children in Texas anymore. I know that it was very clear that my health didn't really matter, but my daughter's health didn't really matter. And that's heartbreaking.
New York City will pay more than $13 million to settle a civil rights lawsuit. It was brought on by more than 1,000 people who were arrested or beaten by police during racial injustice demonstrations in 2020. They focused on protests that erupted in New York City following the killing of George Floyd. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Crutey, live on the road, WRJN, Racine, Wisconsin. Also got Kenosha covered. We got you covered for the Packers. We got you covered for the Badgers. We got you covered for the Bucks and the Brewers in 2024. Our team out there selling it in the local community right now. Dom, you know, there is some urgency. If you love the Packers like I love the Packers, you better get on board because there won't be any Packers to get on board with. We're going to sell this thing out, baby. And we're going to talk some politics as well. Hour two, I'd like to start here. Get a good bag of popcorn and enjoy the show.
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
Lawmakers react to the news of a possible Trump indictment. I perceived it as good news, Dom. You're a collection of different politicos as they react to this news. Now, Donald Trump announced today that he received a target letter from the Justice Department relating to the 2020 election overthrow attempt and January 6th violence. Republicans responded online with profanity and hyperbole. Of course they did. Senator Kevin McCarthy claimed the only reason that Trump was given a target letter is that his poll numbers went up against President Joe Biden.
Sure.
I'm not clear that that's the case. Now, Speaker Kevin, Jim Jordan, your buddy, Republican from Ohio, told the Raw story, and that's my source, the same thing, claiming the move against Trump, purely political. Here, Dom, is a quote from Jordan. Jim, G-Y-M. G-Y-M. A lot of people call him that. DOJ just keeps it up. I mean, for who knows how long, the whole double standard and why it's ridiculous what they're doing. It's wrong, and it's why, like, for 4 in 5 Americans think there's a two-tiered system of justice. They see it. And 4 out of 5 dentists recommend trying it before you, eat sugary snacks, Dom. Really, that sounded sort of mumbo-jumbo-y, like he's trying to make a case, but he doesn't have much of a case to make. And a little bit more here. In the case of Trump, a federal grand jury would vote to decide whether to indict or not. It isn't a decision by the Justice Department. Well, they are the prosecutors now, but Rep. Steve Cohen, Dem from Tennessee, told the Raw story that Trump should be a target of the investigation. when asked about the excuse that the DOJ is only targeting him, Trump that is, because his poll numbers went up, Cohen called it typical Trump. Rep. Jamal Bowman took it a little bit further, calling it full of crap. And top Democrat Rep. Steny Hoyer, Democrat from Maryland, agrees the idea that the grand jury is making its decision based on poll numbers is, let's just say, baloney, Dom. They're going after him because he's done bad things, Hoyer continued. I mean, you know, it's as simple as that. You know, he does things. He's so arrogant. He's so convinced of his own. I could shoot people on Fifth Avenue and people would not care. And he does things with impunity. And that's not the country we are, you know. We hold accountable wrongdoings. Now, he has the right to argue his case, obviously. But that's why he acts outrageously and surprised people respond to him.
Crudy, far-right House Freedom Caucus, Freedom Caucus Chair Scott Perry called the target letter all the same stuff. The federal government, DOJ, justice system, so-called, being used as a political weapon. Now, I'm not going to characterize every single person at DOJ, but obviously the leadership, the people making decisions on the kind of cases. Perry thinks that Trump's poll numbers continue to go up despite indictments because the American people recognize these occurrences for what they are. Look, you're juxtaposing the person that's in the White House and his family right now with the person that just left the White House in real time. One guy is getting a walk on everything. The other side is being mercilessly persecuted for every single thing under the sun. Even things that oftentimes in the past were proven, they were made up. Really? The incitement of a riot, the insurrection, and the trying to take over of the government, and the plot, and the coup, and the conspiracy thereof, that's all just made up, according to the Freedom Caucus guy, Perry. It's unclear what his reference was to the things that were made up. Rep. Jerry Nadler, Democrat from New York, called this kind of thinking absurd. We all saw it, he said. It's been obvious for a long time. He was behind the insurrection. And the phone call to Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, and everything else he did. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised it took so long, Jerry Nadler. When asked about the Republican claims that it's political or that Trump was being treated unfairly, Nadler explained, the Republican Party, the people in the House, some people supported the insurrection. Yeah, they did. Two of Trump's former colleagues also spoke to Raw Story. Rep. Ryan Zinke, a Republican from Montana, who was chased out.
He's got a hell of a record of his own, doesn't he?
After allegations of misuse of federal funds. And Rep. Ronnie Jackson, the president's former personal physician, who was accused of handing out pills with proper examination.
Dr. Feelgood.
Zinke said he's not surprised by the charges, claiming that high hurdles are being set up for Trump. He thinks the reason Trump's poll numbers are increasing among Republicans is that there is pushback as a result of DOJ overreach. Look, he's being hit by so many different sides. At some point, it just becomes theater. I say to my friends, get a good bag of popcorn and enjoy the show. And this
my thoughts exactly.
This is a Trump former colleague. Come on. Jackson, by contrast, acted as if he hadn't heard the news about the letter. And a strident supporter of Trump, he told Raw Story, honestly, I haven't heard his latest. I didn't see Trump's tweet about this or that. Oh, I'm so busy, I didn't see that. Another rep, Don Beyer, a Democrat from Virginia, agreed somewhat, saying he'd been targeted by so many different people for so many different things that it'll help him raise money this week, Beyer noted that the news came from Trump himself and that he often tries to get out ahead of things. Quote, there's clearly a bright line between prosecutors in the Department of Justice, the wheels of justice are about, and what the political engineers would think. He confessed he's not sure how Democrats deal with it because they're not supposed to be involved in the Justice Department activities, despite allegations from Jordan that they already are. Another quote, on one hand, there's so many Democrats who would rather have Trump as the nominee because he's so damaged and we know his core base is very, very loyal, but that's 20% or 24%. He's chased off so many independents, so Biden could beat Donald Trump. On the other hand, if he wins, it would be terrible. So on the off chance a Republican wins, you'd rather have somebody who's sensible. Well, the Trumpster is freaking out a little bit, man. He knows it's that liberal FBI, you know, all those hippies over at the FBI. You know, if Trump doesn't, I mean, if you don't like Trump being investigated and charged for criminality. I mean, just perhaps, and I'm just throwing this out there as law and order Republicans, maybe he shouldn't engage in, should not, should refrain from engaging in criminal behavior.
Well, Dominic, you haven't responded or told the audience. How did Donald Trump react to this good news that he's the target of a January 6th investigation, meaning in probability he will soon be indicted? Well, the former president, Donald Trump, today revealed that he has received a letter warning him he's the target of special counsel Jack Smith's investigation into his efforts to illegally remain in power after losing the 2020 election to Joe Biden. Here's what he wrote. Trump decried, "More bad news," all caps.
Yeah.
Deranged Jack Smith has made him the target of the January 6th related grand jury probe. Trump further added the letter gave him a very short 4 days to report to the grand jury, which almost always means an arrest and indictment. The former president then went on into a familiar rant claiming that all of the indictments against him are a political witch hunt, and predicted that the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, would slap him with a fourth indictment in the coming weeks. Will it be four then, Dom? All caps on the Truthy socials. This is a witch hunt. It's all about election interference and a complete, total political weaponization of law enforcement! Exclamation point. And then back to regular writing, still with exclamation points. It is a very sad and dark period for our nation. Trump has already made history as the first American president to be impeached on two separate occasions, and he made further history. Oh, he's a historic figure, Dom, when he was criminally indicted in two different jurisdictions on dozens of felony charges.
Soon to be three and four or five.
And if Trump's Truthy social post is accurate, he will now soon become the first twice impeached, thrice indicted president in American history. You know, when you're four times indicted, what's the slang for that, Dom? I'm pretty sure he's going to be a three-peat, you know. I suspect there might be one for the thumb eventually.
All right, but what, I mean, the Teflon Don, right? I mean, the John Gotti thing, right? Isn't that what everyone has said and compared him to? And it's the same thing. I mean, Gotti got away with it.
I'm a guy on Fifth Avenue, and I would totally get away with it. I wouldn't lose.
You can get away with
voter.
It until you don't. Until you don't. Until the jury says, no, guilty. And he can't help him. The criminality just oozes out of Donald Trump. It's just what it is, and it's not an excuse. It's just what it is. 844-967-2789. All right, patient, callers, be patient. We'll get to you on the other side. Go ahead, Curdy.
Well, I was just going to point out the texters say, Curdy, your Trump is even better than your DeSantis.
It's a low bar, man.
Yeah. But I have fun with it. I throw
well,
my...
That's the whole point. We got to have fun, man. We got to dance while rolling, right?
When you claim rigged election and that's kind of your thing, and Crudy's theatrically playing you, and you're posting on the Truthy socials, you know, these are the postings, the ramblings of a truly desperate man, soon to be thrice indicted. And then there'll be, like, I don't even know what to call, four times indicted. Four times a felon, he could hit 100 felonies before all is said and done. Easily done. Over under 100 felonies for Trump.
Oh, yes. Oh, Ramey's already at 70 with just the two indictments, man. I mean, come on. He's got way more coming.
Oh, don't we all? Come back. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls, perhaps. 844-967-27.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there. See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Thunderstorm chances winding down here in the overnight. Temperatures dropping to about 61 degrees, a partly cloudy sky. But we will see more sunshine filling in on Thursday, 77 degrees in the late day. Thursday night, mostly clear, will drop down to 57. Right now, it's 64.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. I'm going to go there next at 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack, you are up. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us?
Well, this investigation into Hunter Biden's junk is a junk investigation. MT, also known as Empty Green, is just trying to do the typical Republican thing, which is throw confusion, misdirection, try to obliterate anything that may be negative that's happening to Republicans. Like, for instance, the Michigan Attorney General charging a whole bunch of Republicans with election fraud, as misrepresenting themselves as electors. And this is a thing that bothers me more than anything else. That's probably the most dangerous thing to our democracy, because if they pulled off that little attempted political coup, which is what it was, if they pull that off, they would have been able to say, "Oh, it was legitimate. We ran it through Congress. All the electors were good," and it's not one single Republican has even mentioned that, much less congressional or legislative investigations into it. Unless we do something about that, we're going to see more of the same.
Absolutely,
Jack. To my thought process, the overturning of the election in the state of Wisconsin was really prevented by one judicial vote in the Supreme Court. I mean, it was literally a 4-3 ruling, Jack. The conservatives on that court were willing to throw rational thought to the wind. And of course, the voters of the state of Wisconsin, they were willing to set aside the voters under this false premise that all Dane and Milwaukee County absentee ballots should be thrown out. And the lawyer for Trump, Jim Troupas, was even willing to sacrifice his own invalidated vote. Even he should be invalidated because he had the temerity to vote absentee. I mean, Jack, you're right, absolutely, about the false Trump electors. But, you know, man, it's a big conspiracy.
Yeah, it goes far beyond just Wisconsin, that's for sure. And it is a conspiracy, and Johnson is involved in the conspiracy because it takes two, and Johnson was interested in presenting two slates of fraudulent
only
elections.
For a second or a few minutes.
Maybe an hour
or two, Jack.
Yeah. I just walked into that bank for a minute and a half and pointed my gun at the teller. And when she pushed that alarm button, I ran out. I was only there for less than 60 seconds even. Yeah.
Jack, appreciate your phone call. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
I know Jack's been a regular on the network today. He's got a little fired up. 844-967-2789. Let's go to God's country. Our buddy Dana, how you doing, Dana?
Hey, Dana.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Boy, you're both right. Yeah, just a couple more wrong people in the right spots. It could have been all over. But I want to go back to Pigeon-Toed Marge's little performance today. You said that Representative Garcia was quoting or stating that, you know, we need more evidence. There's no evidence here. So, well, I got to disagree with that. I don't need any evidence, not from Congress. This is not their job. Why are they investigating a private citizen? And why are no Dems in those hearings screaming that right there, saying this is not our job. We should not be doing this. And I want to know why it's still going on. What do you guys think?
Well, of course, because the implication and what Republicans are really trying to do is tar and feather Joe Biden, implicate right. through association with the ne'er-do-well son. I think there's a arguable link to governance and that, you know, if there's corruption and this is an IRS whistleblower and disparate treatment, but much like everything since the big lie has been predicated on a false premise.
They've got nothing.
This is like a big nothing burger, and exactly. they keep running it out to Hannity and putting it on Fox News. But at the end of the day, dude, there's no real there. The guy's already pled guilty, and the IRS director and the U.S. attorney, who was a Trump appointee, said, I could have called for a special counselor. I didn't need any of that. I made the deal because that's what was merited. And I mean, the guy is now a convicted criminal. It's not like I'm holding him up as some sort of high in esteem citizen.
Well, no. And anybody that goes through that and Dana plays those games, be them right or left, I'm fine with justice being blind and pursuing that. Now, did he get a better deal than somebody else? I don't know, but that's a Trump appointee, Dana. You know what I'm saying? They have the discretion to do that. Yeah. If they wanted to do something, they could have done more. They decided not to. You know, oh, well, oh, well. There's lots of people in different Department of Justice organizations, hell, any organization, where you don't, if you do not have the individual decision-making power and you suggest something and those that do make that decision don't agree with you, well, you know, go back to work, man. You know, this is not uncommon. Sometimes people don't agree with other people's decisions. Doesn't make them a whistleblower, and it certainly doesn't make it a grand conspiracy to protect the big guy.
Hey, Dana.
It's like these guys.
No, you go first.
You know, I was going to say, it's like these guys, the voters and the supporters is what I'm talking about here. They have no clue of what's going on in their country. They have no care of what's going on in their country. All they care about is screwing over a lib. This morning show here in La Crosse, again, they're just all tore up because the cocaine ended with a dud. I mean, they really seriously thought and really seriously needed that to be Hunter's cocaine.
Blowgazi Gate!
Really thought that was going to be Hunter's cocaine. I mean, seriously, folks.
Hey, thanks for the call, Dana. Let me throw this out there briefly. Here's what Hagedorn said in his ruling on this case, Gertie. Something far more fundamental than the winner of Wisconsin's electoral votes is implicated in this case. At stake in some measures are faith in a system of free and fair elections, a feature central to enduring strength of our constitutional republic. It can be easy to blithely move on to the next case with a petition, so obviously lacking. But this is sobering. The relief being sought by the petitioners is the most dramatic invocation of judicial power I have ever seen. We're the Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back. So bad.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Police in Alabama say Carly Russell's story about being abducted after finding a toddler alone along a freeway isn't adding up. Police Chief Nick Durzis.
I do think it's highly unusual to the day that someone gets kidnapped, 7 hours, 8 hours before that, they're searching the internet, Googling the movie Taken about an abduction. I find that very strange.
The extremely high temps can be dangerous for your health. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Signs of heat-related illness include dizziness, nausea, and headache. Heat stroke is the most dangerous, with warning signs including loss of sweat, a rapid pulse, and a body temperature of 103 degrees or higher. Officials say you should call 911 immediately.
And one lucky person is $1 billion richer after matching all the Powerball numbers. The ticket was sold at a convenience store in Los Angeles. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg
right
now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through the happier 5 o'clock happy hour. Dom and I live in the Shaw, doing it in the same room. I prefer when we're together, Dom.
I love being with you, Crudy.
Oh, I love you more. So tell the people, tune in 540 AM WAUK, The Shaw, 101.1 FM. And don't forget, this month, till the end of July, we're encouraging all our audience members, please give blood. There's always a shortage of blood during the summer months. People get busy, vacations and such. So I've given blood. Dom, what's your plan?
I've committed to give blood before the end of the month, right? That's when
non-defined. I'll give it the office. What are you telling me?
Give it the office. Yes, That's exactly what I'm telling you. I have committed to do so, and I have not done so yet. That's what I'm telling you.
What if someone needs your blood now?
Well, they'll get it when they get it, man. They'll take yours in the meantime.
I did get blood.
Right.
And we encourage
And mine's
you to
better
get blood.
Than yours.
And if you hashtag civic pints, plural, although you can only give one at a time, probably. If you hashtag civic pints, you're eligible to win some Brewers tickets, all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Dan, we got some Brewers tickets to give away this week.
Oh,
that'll
right.
be
tomorrow?
Part of tomorrow's show.
All right, make
Getting
sure
a little
tune
late
in
the hour for giving away some tickets, creating a contest, doing something. But Dom, here's some encouraging news. Of course, we reported on the big show yesterday. Dana Nessel, the attorney general, the great state of Michigan, was charging 16 false Trump electors with felonies. Now, Trump attorney Christina Bob, she's out doing press missives. She's trying to explain it all, and she's out there on the Real America's Voice.
The what?
The Real America's Voice. I think that's a TV network, but let me read. Christina Bob, an attorney for Donald Trump, claimed that 16 Republican fake electors were charged in Michigan in an effort to force them to testify against her client.
Well, wait, hang on.
The Cheeto Messiah. You know the guy.
I can totally understand how the Republicans can view it this way, because that's something Donald Trump would do. Hey, let's drum up some false charges against some people and apply some pressure, see if we can get them to do something, right? I mean, what do the Republicans do? They are the masters of projection. You want to talk about weaponizing the Justice Department? I mean, what did Bill Barr do? I mean, he ran cover for Trump the whole time he was there. He went after the FBI agents, man. I mean, they are projection. They say other people are doing exactly what they are doing or want to do.
Well, you don't understand at all, Dom, because Christina Bob went on the War Room with Steve Bannon.
Oh, Steve Bannon.
And Bob linked the Michigan charges to a potential indictment of Trump for his role, you know, in the January 6th plot. Christina Bob, the attorney for Trump, said this. They're trying to scare conservatives away from voicing their opinion, voicing any type of dissent. Like dissent to the outcome of the election, that's the dissent?
Well, you can dissent on the outcome of the election. Hell, you can even believe Donald Trump lies. But as soon as you go and try to, I don't know, get involved in a conspiracy to overturn the election, to, you know, have a mob attack the Capitol and stop the peaceful transition of power. It's one thing to dissent. It's another thing entirely to actively engage in willful violence.
Well, we're not talking about the violent part. We're talking about the procedural coup, right? The fake elector scheme. Well, here is what Bob said. They're really going after political dissent from their offices. So there were charges referred against 16 electors in Michigan within 24 hours of President Trump announcing that he had received a target letter from Jack Smith's office regarding January 6th. And then Bob compared the fake slate of electors to someone who tried to forge their own check.
Well, you can't forge your own check.
Well, Tom, you've laid out some bad analogies.
Never.
But this is amongst the worst I've ever heard. Let me share it.
And it's not mine.
According to Trump attorney Christina Bob.
Hey, she's an attorney, everybody. And she's a Trump attorney. So, you know, take that for what it's worth.
She's not getting paid. I guarantee you that. I hope she got a retainer up front.
Right.
Here is her quote. And see if this logic makes any sense to you. Usually, forgery means you're trying to make something look like something it's not. Yeah, so far I'm following. If you sign your own name to your own check, that's not forgery. That's just a check. And that's what we have here. They filled out their own name. They signed their own names as Trump electors. Well, first and foremost, signing your name to a criminal offense is not a sign of raw intelligence. I'm just saying. If I was out there, I might use
your name,
a pseudonym.
Well,
I had to
done.
Think about it for a second.
Thank you. Well done, sir.
I use a pseudonym.
Yes.
Right? I might be like Dominic Selby.
Dominic!
I might not sign my own name, but this analogy she uses, well, it's not forgery. And this would be like the Mary Burke. You remember when Mary Burke staffer was accused of plagiarizing his own work.
Mary Brooks' staffer worked for another campaign. I took some of that work from that campaign and, you know, reworded it and stuck it into Mary Brooks' campaign. It's called, and, you know, for the record, it's like boilerplate, man. Come on.
So, and Mary Burke was asked about plagiarism and she lost to Scott Walker. That was 2014. But that is more like what Christina Bob is describing. You know, when someone takes credit for their own work, you know, it can't be forgery. But I would draw a distinction. Because if I sign my name, Michael W. Crew, you know, signed to full legal. Yet, what I was signing my name to, let's just say it was something it's not, meaning that I am claiming I am a true and duly elected Trump elector. And of course, I would not be. Nor are they, because Joe Biden won the state of Michigan. Above and beyond that, if I signed a check, let's say, and it was my check.
Your check, your signature.
But let's say I closed the account 2 years ago and there's no money in that account. But I've written you a perfectly, you know, representative check of my information, my legal name. But there's, let's just say, no actually validity to the check because there's no money behind the check.
There's no account there.
It would almost be like I was perpetrating a crime.
Yes, yes.
Willingly, knowingly, and signing my own name to it. Even though, you know, almost like someone was kiting a check. Like, that's a crime in some states, like Wisconsin, isn't it? You write a bad check off a closed account, and you sign your real name to it, it's still forgery.
Still so, a crime.
This analogy, and I realize I'm kind of being ham-handed, but Jesus Christ, I'm trying to explain her logic here. I got to tell you, Dom, I don't think it's a good analogy.
Again, usually forgery means you're trying to make something look like something it's not. Isn't that exactly what they did?
Exactly.
That's exactly what they did. They tried to make it look like they were truly elected Trump electors from the state of Michigan, and they were going to send these things to Congress.
But they represented who they really were. They were not smart criminals. They didn't commit forgery with their names. Just what they legally represented. Although I don't think she really drawing that distinction on the Steve Bannon podcast.
She went on to say, it appears to be a way to threaten the electors into testifying. Because remember, now all these people they've indicted are supposed to be witnesses against Donald Trump and Jack Smith's investigation. Now, let's stop there for a moment. I haven't heard that before. That wasn't any, I mean, Dana Nessel, the AG from Michigan, didn't mention Donald Trump. I mean, she stayed very specific to what they did in the state of Michigan.
But you understand Christina Bob is drawing and tying, A, because the central theme is the January 6th and the coup, right? But Trump also made this truthy social announcement. Why, he's the target of a criminal investigation, target meaning soon to be indicted, and it was about the January 6th. So Christina Bob, the lawyer for Trump, is saying, well, you know, the timing.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. Again, the quote regarding the timing. There were charges referred against 16 electors in Michigan within 24 hours of President Trump announcing he'd received a target letter. That's what she said. So, I mean, that's what she said. But am I to assume, based on what she said, that what? AG Nessel got wind. Oh, my God, they're charging Trump. And she got her crew together and wrote up.
And by crew, you mean
her AG Nessel.
Right. Hey, anybody want to be on a grand jury? Got to hurry up and get down to the courthouse because I heard on Truth Social, where I have an account I monitor in real time, that Donald Trump is the target of a Jack Smith investigation. Now, I am a state-level attorney general, so my charges or even pressure I could exert upon the false electors probably wouldn't capture Donald Trump.
Dude, not only did they use their own names, they put it on social media. There's a video of them trying to get into the Capitol.
You want to know who did try to expose the fake and false, criminally conspiratorial Trump electors?
Who?
We did.
Oh, that was us?
That was us.
We've been talking about it for a while.
It's been a while. But we also entered a locked Wisconsin Capitol building. And your buddy, Tim Ramjam Brantham, who ran for governor unsuccessfully, You were arrested.
My life's never been the same.
For the sake of radio. But anyways.
I didn't get arrested for the sake of radio. I just got arrested because I was just a sexy man in the wrong place at the wrong time.
They held this entry against us. And there was a trial scheduled for earlier this year. And we, through fine counsel, Jeff Scott Olson, if you get on the wrong side of a constitutional offense, you need a guy like Jeff Scott Olson in your corner, because he would subpoena, let's say, all the false Trump electors here in the state of Wisconsin.
Because they're in the same building.
And question how they were able to enter that very same building for which we were cited and they were not.
That seems like unequal application of the law.
And the attorney for Andrew Hitt, who is an attorney.
And also the former, what, GOP chair of the state of Wisconsin Republicans?
Chair.
Yeah.
Andrew Hitt begged off, like, please don't make my client testify. Not for a locked building. You know, he's got enough troubles. He's been subpoenaed by the January 6th committee, and he's probably in the sights, I would guess, although maybe given some sort of limited immunity agreement.
I don't know. We don't know what's going on in the state of Wisconsin, man. There's a civil case, but, Attorney General Josh Call, nothing. Jack Smith, as far as it comes to those false electors, nothing that we know of.
Well, Jack Smith, he bought that footlong. I took that as a good sign, Dom.
Crudy, the specific charges here, again, CNN from yesterday, 16 individuals charged with eight felonies. All 16 individuals charged with eight felonies. Two counts of forgery, one count of conspiracy to commit forgery, two counts of election law forgery, one count of conspiracy to commit election law forgery, one count of publishing a counterfeit record, and one count of conspiring to publish a counterfeit record.
One of our fine audience members, using the shiny new text feature on the Civic Media app, texting in from the 920 Beaver Dam. Did these people watch the movie Catch Me If You Can? The forgery was the fake certification document, like Leo DiCaprio's fake checks. Here's another one. And the letter, target letter, charges are about witness tampering, which means the witnesses has already told them Trump tampered with them and what he was tampering about. Don't fall for this out of ignorance, Republicans. And if you have a party, I'll bring the green M&Ms,
baby.
Oh, yeah. We need to have the people are clamoring for a Devil's Advocate Summer Lovin' Party 3.0, Dom. We got to put, serious consideration.
It's a lot of pressure. Where do we do it, man? We're playing out in all these markets around Wisconsin and so many places to go and party with all our friends. Man, I don't even know where to start.
I've been working on an RV, like a summer party tour.
An RV, man, like Big Ed? Are you turning into Big Ed, man? Ed Schultz, man, I know he was your motivator.
Well, if I bring you, then I'll be Big Crudy and you can be Little Dom.
Hey, my hands are fine.
Come back, more Devil's Advocates. One last segment. Your calls could be next, unless you're CJ. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating, considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Thunderstorm chances winding down here in the overnight. Temperatures dropping to about 61 degrees, a partly cloudy sky. But we will see more sunshine filling in on Thursday, 77 degrees in the late day. Thursday night, mostly clear, will drop down to 57. Currently 62 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our last segment of the day. Call us 844-967-2789. If you got something to say, otherwise, stick around. Maggie Dawn's show coming up next. Crudy, NBC News reporting today. I want to get this out there before we get off track a little bit. A federal judge Wednesday denied Donald Trump's bid to move the hush money payments case from New York State Court to a federal venue. The ruling from U.S. District Court Judge Alvin Hellerstein means the case will stay in Manhattan's criminal court, where District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office is prosecuting Trump on, 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. You know, kind of like, Marjorie Taylor Greene is all mad about Hunter Biden, you know, using money from his law firm to pay for prostitutes. It's kind of the same thing, but I didn't hear her or see her showing up naked pictures of Donald Trump, thankfully. Trump, who has pleaded not guilty, argued that the payments were connected to his duties as president and that the case should therefore be heard in federal court. The judge rejected that argument. Of course, here's what the judge said. Trump has failed to show that the conduct charged by the indictment is for or relating to any act performed by or for the president under color of the official acts of a president. Trump has also failed to show that he has a colorable federal defense to the indictment. Spokesman for Bragg said, "We are very pleased with the federal court's decision and look forward to proceeding in New York State Supreme Court." You know, Trump, of course, is very unhappy with it. And, of course, this seems like a totally logical decision. But the PTSD we have experienced with the Trump era and the mega era is that, you never really know, man. Like it seems like a logical, practical decision. There's no way this had anything to do with you being president. No, it does not. So the judge actually agreed with that, and therefore Donald Trump will continue to be prosecuted in the state of New York, where, of course, he cannot be pardoned by another GOP president or even himself if convicted of those crimes.
That'd be a bitch. Marjorie Taylor Greene out there showing some revenge porn of Hunter Biden.
I mean, what?
Some junk photos and a judiciary hearing to... raise the level of discourse on Capitol Hill. That happened earlier today. And you'll recall, maybe you didn't know, but Marjorie Taylor Greene gave a public speech at Turning Point USA the other day. And that's the one that Trump bragged about. He won 87.5% of the straw poll.
Of the TP.
So this is like a MAGA convention, Turning Point USA. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene went there and gave a little speech. And I don't know if you saw it, Dom, but a lot of people have. Let me read a little coverage from the Hill.com. Where's it at? Oh, yeah. The speech she gave, she basically blames Joe Biden for trying to make things better for the American people. And the Biden campaign said, we'll own this. So President Biden put a video featuring clips of Marjorie Taylor Greene on her speech down at the Turning Points, touting his legislative accomplishments, reached more than 30 million views in 12 hours. 30 million views in 12 hours. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, you became famous.
She's went viral, man.
You just went viral. Now, the video received the second highest impressions on a Biden video since he was inaugurated, only behind his re-election campaign launch video that dropped in April.
Wow.
Second most popular video from the Biden campaign ever is Marjorie Taylor Greene complaining about the accomplishments of the Biden administration.
All the things he's trying to do.
Again, the video received more than 34 million views as of Wednesday around 10:30 a.m. And more than 10 million of those were in the first 3 hours since it dropped. It also received more than 200,000 shares and more than 2 million engagements as of Wednesday morning. So I think Marjorie Taylor Greene might be a little prickly today.
That's why she's showing the naked pictures of Hunter Biden.
Well, she's feeling prickly. She shouldn't be the only one. So she brought the photos, you know, of the punter. And
embarrassing. You know, a caller brought it up before, and you mentioned it. You know, I mean, there's certainly been bad discourse between, you know, political parties in this country, in the world, and human history, no doubt. But it seems like this display, what we're seeing right now, and I'm one to get in the gutter. I got no problem with that. But do you ever remember, ever, in any committee hearing, ever, of naked pictures of a president or politician's offspring being submitted as some sort of evidence? Ever? I don't ever remember anything like that. Has nothing to do, literally has nothing to do with any of the tax charges and issues that were there. I mean, he already admitted to the crimes, or at least, you know, cut a deal. What is the extent? What does she get from the revenge porn? I think you're right, man. I mean, how is this? If my computer was hacked and I got, you know, naked, and I got naked pictures of me, man, this is beyond.
I know, I've seen some.
I mean, so if that
but
happened.
But I didn't disseminate them widely or hold up pictures of naked Dom in a congressional hearing.
Exactly. You didn't have, if you don't have permission, you know, they're mine, those are copyright, you can't do that. But she did. Should there be some recourse for that? For Hunter Biden?
I think there is actually a lawsuit that Hunter Biden has filed, a civil lawsuit. And so much of the information, you know, you hear guys like Ron Johnson, even earlier today, oh, well, this Biden, Hunter Biden laptop story was suppressed. But what no one ever talks about is it was also very, very compromised, meaning the raw data was compromised. And many are pointing at Rudy Giuliani. They basically created the false evidence, air quotes evidence, to try and compromise Hunter Biden. And they never talk about that, it was determined that there were so many dirty contributions to what was supposed to be Hunter Biden's laptop from hell that the source material was considered fully compromised. Now, there has been some demonstration that this indeed was Hunter Biden's laptop, but that wasn't the information being
presented. Those are totally Hunter Biden's junk pics, man. Absolutely. You can't deny that.
Well, not since I saw him on C-SPAN in a congressional hearing.
But she warned everybody first, so, you know, so that's good. You're right. Hunter Biden suing the Delaware-based computer repairman for invasion of privacy and publication of private information.
I wonder if Marjorie Taylor Greene will get tacked on as a defendant. Or will she claim, you know, she's just doing her legislative duties? Trump's claim in the E. Jean Carroll defamation suit, the one that got declined today?
Trump continues to lose. Yes, of course. Today, lots of losing Trump, lots of freaking out Republicans, and lots of nothing burgers in this congressional committee that I've seen and heard so far today.
If you stick around and listen to the Maggie Dawn Show, you'll never be a loser, unless, of course, you're CJ. And then, the Empowered Caregivers. And did I mention I am appearing on that fine show 7:45 this evening? So you got to tune in. The Empowered Caregivers. Keep it locked right here. Civic Media. Day, night, weekends. It's the best place to be. Thank you all for listening to what some say is the greatest radio show ever. Thank you, Anya.
It's true.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.